From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News information now on Blu-ray. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. That's a good thing, too. We'll tell you why later. It's Wednesday, February 20th, 2008. And you know, Rachel, I get a word of the day email every day from dictionary.com. So the word of the day, everybody,
like Pee Wee Herman?
Ding.
What is it?
Oh, if it was only like Pee Wee Herman. It's factitious.
Factitious.
Now, it's the opposite of what you would think. It's kind of one of those words like...
it's not
like
fictitious.
Nonplus.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. Factitious. Produced artificially in distinction from what is produced by nature. Artificial. Not authentic. Genuine. Sham. Factitious.
There you go.
So I think I'm going to put this on the blog every day and challenge people to use my word of the day in a sentence about the Bryant Park Project.
I like it. I'm going to try.
All right.
I'm
going to
say it in our editorial meeting.
You know what? Try to work it in today. That's always kind of fun trying to work
this. Try to work it into an interview in the next hour. We'll see how I do.
Trisha McKinney is rolling her eyes, our editor. I think she thinks this might
be
dangerous.
Nerd alert.
Coming up on the show, Toshiba surrendered to Sony yesterday, seeding the HD DVD market. Does that make any sense to you? Me neither. No. Okay, so that's why Lance Ulanoff from PC Magazine is going to try to make me care about that event.
Also, a photographer who was born with no legs. He has been stared at his entire life. He's a 22-year-old from Montana, went on a trip around Europe. A whole lot of people stared at him on that trip. He started staring back using his camera. We'll talk with him.
And new music from the Ravenettes to Kids Bop. That's Kids with a Z and Bop with a two P's. You know you want to know more about it from Blender Magazine's Lizzie Goodman. That's two Z's, by the way. We'll get to today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
We just heard that we won tonight in Wisconsin.
Barack Obama doing a victory lap last night after blowing past Democratic rival Hillary Clinton to win the Wisconsin primary by 17 points. Meantime, on the GOP side, as expected, John McCain took the state, beating Mike Huckabee 55-37%.
The Associated Press is also projecting Obama as the winner of the Democratic caucus in his home state, Hawaii, meaning he's now won what Pat Riley might call a 10-peat, all 10 contests since Super Tuesday. Overall, Obama has won 25 contests to Clinton's 11, although the delegate count is still pretty evenly split.
But last night, both Obama and Clinton were already looking ahead to the major March 4th primaries that include Texas and Ohio, when more than 400 Democratic delegates will be at stake. In fact, neither of them was in Wisconsin last night. Obama talked about his victory at a rally in Texas.
Houston, I think we've achieved liftoff here.
No word yet on whether Obama's been accused of plagiarizing that line. And while he was in Texas, Clinton was in Ohio. She seemed to acknowledge that she needs a strong showing there to stop her opponent's momentum.
This election is not about me or my opponent. It is about you. It's about your lives and your dreams and your future. And I can't do this without all of you here in Youngstown and across Ohio.
From the site Rear Clear Politics, their poll average has Senator Clinton leading Senator Obama by 7% in Texas and 14% in Ohio. But the Illinois senator is gaining ground in both states.
On the Republican side, John McCain continues his winning ways. And not just in Wisconsin. The AP projects him as the winner of Washington State's primary, which is the second half of that state's nominating process. They held a caucus February 9th that also went to McCain.
In fact, according to the AP delegate count, if he wins all the primaries on March 4th, that would be Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont, Senator McCain will have enough delegates to claim the Republican nomination. And last night, it sounded like he could just smell victory in the air.
Thank you, Wisconsin, for bringing us to the point where even a superstitious naval aviator can claim with confidence and humility that I will be our party's nominee for president of the United States.
So get ready to hear a lot about Texas and Ohio in your political coverage. All the focus will be on those two states leading up to March 4th.
That's the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.